Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim in the Kiyor itself, Tefillah in the Kiyor. And we really had trouble making heads or tails out of the Gemara. So we'll quickly just read through the Gemara. Moshe is like this. He boiled the Malachi to the Kiyo, Besaycha Yom Rachmonem. The Torah said, Mimenu Om Rachmonem Vole Besaych. The Torah said, Verachatza Mimenu Aaron Uvonov. So from there we learn out they have to wash from it and not in it. And the Gemara goes back and forth on this Shiloh. Or maybe, maybe they could even do tefillah in the kiyor and it should still work. So the whole Shiloh of the Gemara we couldn't understand. We went through various problems in the Gemara, practical problems, halachic problems, and what is the Havamina, basically? What is the Havamina of the Gemara that you could be Yetze by not doing the Netila from the Kiyor the way the Torah said? And basically on this, most of the Achronim take the same approach. It's led by the Keren Oira, which is that true, the Pasuk says, V'rochtzu mimenu. And true, that's the simple, definitely the way you read it. If you're learning Shnayim Mikra V'echad Targum, doesn't read that the Kohen is going into the Kiyor. It reads that the Kohen is extracting water from the Kiyor. Right? So, what's really even the debate? So the Keren Oira seems to take the lead. Yes, there's such a Mashmoris HaKra, and therefore that's definitely the way to do it. The Shailas of its Makiv, which totally we found baffling. Because that's basically the Mahalach throughout the whole Sugya. That of course, Pshutei Shel Mikra is Mimenu. You should wash from it. And in fact, that was the Tzur of the Kli. There was an actual faucet coming out of the Kiyor, from which the Kohanim took water. And not only that, there's a shear, which we ended off the shear last week with Rav Aaron Leib Steinemann. Zola Gesundzein, there's a shear that you need to have, Rochtzim Mimenu, Aaron Ubonov. We learn from there how much water you need in the Kiyor. You need enough water that you could take from it for Aaron Ubonov. Right? We learn that from there. You need a shear of Dalit Kohanim. Kedei Luchetz by Dalit Kohanim. Baal Koponim, if you could do it in the Kiyor, if that's what the Torah is talking about, then there'd be no mucker that you need, because you could just put, everybody could put their hands and feet in the same water. Right? There would be no halacha, b'chiyah gavna, of sheer mayim. And Rav Aaron Leib Taka says that it's very shayach. If tefillah works, you don't need the sheer of dalakan. He has a suffolk. He's misupik b'davar. He says it could be on the tzad of the Gemara that the kohen could just stick his hands and feet into the kiyor. You taka don't need a sheer. So that, his suffolk, Rav Aaron Leib's suffolk, further proves that that's Pshutei Shel Mikra. Pshutei Shel Mikra is that you have to wash from the Kiyor. And that's why you need enough water to do that. And we looked in the Rambam, and the Rambam states clearly that, it says, Klor, mitzvah lekadesh mimei Kiyor, Perkei Halacha Yud. Mitzvah lekadesh mimei Kiyor. Right? Perkei Halacha Yud says the Rambam. V'im kidesh me'ach me'kli sharis, if he was mekadesh from another kli sharis, in other words, he didn't use the kiyor, the traditional kli that's meant for this purpose, but rather used a different kli, is a kosher. Then it's still kosher. Avol kli choylein mekadesh. because you need a klisharis. So even though you didn't use the traditional klisharis, the kier, you're still yoitzer. But it has to be a klisharis. If you don't use a klisharis, you're not yoitzer. Zok the Rambam. Kiddush be klisharis b'chutzay b'klichol b'fnim v'ovra v'dosay b'sulu. Post. V'ein mekachin b'soich ha-kier. Oy b'soich ha-klisharis. Even though I just told you, you could use any klisharis. That's only if you extract water from the kli. If you put your hands or feet into the kli, then it doesn't work. Why? Shenema v'rochtu aroinu v'anov mimenu. Klaw. And then the Rambam says, "Vim kidesh b'soich evov ad lochilo." But if you did it without it, it's okay. So what I'm saying is that the Rambam's lashon proves that the drasha is in the room, regardless how we're going to come out. If it works b'diavad, if it doesn't work b'diavad, the drasha is in the room, because the Rambam comes out b'diavad yoytze. You're not supposed to do it, but b'diavad yoytze. Im avad avidosim avad lochila. That's what Rambam says. And at the same moment, the Rambam brings the drasha of mimenu v'loy b'soicha. So what I'm trying to say is, you see from the Rambam that these two things live together. The drasha of mimenu v'loy b'soicha is decisive. Still in all, the Rambam concludes that b'dievet it works. Right? So that is where the Keren Ora inserts his view, that it must be that the drasha of mimenu v'loy b'soichoy is not a drasha gemura. It's just a mashmois ha-posuk. It's not a proper drasha. And therefore, b'dievet it's not makav. Okay? That's the Keren Ora. The only other way to learn the Rambam. So one way to learn the Rambam is like the Keren Ora, and that would be the way to learn the whole sugi from the beginning till the end. Yes, the Gemara knows that this is the way. The Torah, when the Torah is talking about washing from the kier. That was never even a doubt. We knew that. And that's why you need to have enough water for the Dalit Koyanim. And there was no shaila about that. The Gemara's only shaila is the ma'akev. Mimenu v'loy b'soich is ma'akev or not ma'akev? It's not. Is Mimenu v'loy b'soichi exist? Yes. Mimenu v'loy b'soichi exists. The question of the Gemara is it makif? That's the approach of the Keren Ora. Okay. The only other approach that's available, l'chaira, is the Kesef Mishnah's approach. The Kesef Mishnah, when he says why the Rambam says it's kosher, he says it's a bayi d'lo yifshita. It's a bayah de lo yifshita. Hilkach, says the Kesef Mishnah, lekatchila lo yekadesh ela mimenu. Abulim kidesh besoichei vo'avad, misfeiko loy mechalalina navod. So there's only, we have two approaches here. We have the Keren Ora's approach. Keren Ora's approach is the drosha is an absolute drosha. It's not makiv. It's just a, it's a mashma, it's like a, it's not a drasha gemura. Right? It's kilu, the Torah said, yeah, this is the normal way to do it, but if you don't do it this way, it's okay. The other approach is to take the Kesef Mishnah's approach. Kesef Mishnah's approach is, no, the drasha of mimenu, v'loy b'soichoy, is ma'akev. The shaila is if that drasha exists b'chlal. That's the Kesef Mishnah's approach. The problem with the Kesef Mishnah's approach is twofold. Number one, the Rambam doesn't bring it down as a sofik. This is not the Derech HaRambam. The Rambam brings down the drosha as a halacha psuka, as a halacha Moshe Mishinai. The Rambam says you must wash your hands from the kir, not in the kir, because mimenu amachman of loybisai. Right? And then at the same moment, the Rambam says if you didn't do it, it's kosher. The Rambam doesn't read like the Kesef Mishnah. That's problem number one. Problem number two, and I'm not going to go through this again, but we labored on this a lot, is that l'chayre, the whole concept of mesafik loy mechalin and avoida is only where the suffik is on the avoida. Here the suffix is whether you were yotze the mitzvah. You kohen must be mekadosh yadayim v'raglayim before you do avodah. You must do that. And if you must do it before you do avodah, now we have a suffix whether you did what you must do. So you're left empty-handed. So you didn't do it yet. Now the next step is memelur avodah is mechul. Misfekaloi mechalin avodah is if you have a suffix about the chilul. Here you have a suffix about the mitzvah you have to do before you do the avodah. And on that is a din, suffix derais and l'chumra, you have to be do it again. Not only that, we said that even according to the Rambam, that suffix derais is only l'chumra midirabbanon l'chumra, by a mitzvah aseh, the Chavos Da'as says it's vaday l'chumra. Because by a mitzvah aseh, the onus is on you to get it accomplished. Chavos Da'as says that even the Rambam, who holds that suffix iser is midirais, l'kula, it's only midirabbanon l'chumra, that's only on the suffix iser. But if you have a suffix, whether you were makayim a mitzvah, there it's like hamoitzi mechaver levaraya, the other way around. It's like the Rabbanu Shem is the muchzik, telling you, no, do the mitzvah, prove you did it. Means even according to the Rambam. So if that's the case, the kohen now comes to the base of Mikdash. There's a drosha mimenu v'loy b'soichon. Guess if Mishnah comes as well, it's a bayit l'ifshita. So we don't know what to do about it. So now that we don't know what to do about it, says the Kesef Mishnah, Misofik loy mechalalin an avodah. So what I'm telling you is that whole concept, besides that it doesn't read in the Rambam like that, Kipshuta, conceptually it's hard to understand it. Because the suffix now is whether you were Makayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim v'Raglayim. And therefore, so the Kohen comes. He comes to the Poisik in the Beis HaMikdash. He comes to the Lishkas HaGozes. He says, Shimon HaRaboisa Adayonim Mumchem. I didn't put my hands under the kiyar, under the bearers and Makadosh from it. Instead, I put my hands into it. Before he even touches a carbon, he comes to the Raboisa Adayonim Mumchem. He says, Rabbis, what's the halacha? The Lishkas HaGozes sits together. And they say, well, there's a bayah de lo yifshita b'shas, you have to do it again. He says, Raboisai, I'm a Sfardi, I go like the Rambam. Is that midaraisa or midrabona? The rabbis look at each other, there's a Chavos Da'as, by a mitzvah saseh, mitzvah of doing a positive thing, not a shail of eating chazer or eating nevela, it's a shail of a positive thing. The onus is on you to tell us for sure that you performed it, midaraisa. And since midaraisa, you can't tell us you performed it. So even you, Svardi, even you, go like the Rambam, here it's midaraisa, you gotta wash again. Also, basically, I'm not yotze. Correct. Now he goes, he laughs off the Lishkas HaGozes. He goes into the Avoyle. Zokta al the Kesef Mishnah, Misfeik Eloi Mechalin an Avoyle. It's not Misfeik Eloi. What I'm trying to tell you is, that even if you normally hold in kodshim, misfake aloy mechalin avoida, that's because you have an avoida. Now you have a suffix whether you did something negative to ruin it. So you say, it's like a cheskes kash. So leave it the way it is. Misfake when I'm, but here it's the opposite. Here, what's leading us to the chil avoida is a step before, which is that you must pass this checkpoint of doing kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And we paskin on that kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that you're not yaitza with it.
Is it possible?
That's why I feel that the much more logical approach is to go with the Keren Ora, which is yes, there is a drasha called Mimenu v'loy b'soichon. But there are two ways to look at that drasha. And one way to look at it is it's just a mashmoyis apostok, it's not ma'akev. The other way to look at it is yeah, ma'akev. It's not a bayad l'loy yifshita. The Rambam Taka Paskins, it's not Makif. He brings the Drasha. Yeah, because the Drasha exists. Sai according to the Havamin of the Gemara. Sai according to the Loyifshat of the Gemara. There's a Drasha. There's a Mashmois Hakra. Mimenu v'loy b'sech. It's a Mashmois Hakra. It's a Mashmois. It's not a Drasha. Drasha Shein a Gemara. Mishal a drosha sheina gemur means it's not a drosha. It's not a drosha. Mashmoy sakra, of course, there's always mashmoy sakra. How many Rashi's are there in Chumash that tell you zeh pshutei avon, zeh med drosha avon pshutei shel mikra dechazoi? How it reads? So to Karenar, this is the way it reads. But it's not just this is how it reads. There are halachas that are built out of the way it reads. And part of the halachas is how much water you need. The reason why you need the shear of water is because how it reads. So as Michel is trying to say, the problem that we had last week, again, the Ketzer Mishnah's Mahalach HaBachlal can't understand. Not only, like I said, in the reading of the Rambam, I can't understand the halach of it. The other way, the Keren Ora, I also have very big difficulty understanding. Because L'chaira, if we have a Mashmor, is Hakra. That this is the way to perform a mitzvah. That alone should make it Makav. In other words, we don't say, well, like I brought a case of Lulav and Esrog. We don't say, well, L'kachtem is Mashma with your hands. But you know what? It doesn't say it's Makav. There's no drosha b'yodav aloi b'raglav. So if a guy comes into shul, he picks up his lulav with his feet. He's not chadjeitzer. Why? Because we don't have a drosha gemura b'yodav aloi b'raglav. I don't say that. We say, what? No, I'm saying, we don't say that. Did all the Gemaras in Sukkah talk about even if you pick up the lulav and esrog not directly, or you pick it up not derech netilo, or you don't even pick it up when it's standing up? In other words, you have to do a derech netilah, right? There's no drasha either that not derech netilah is not good. But that's the pashtish. All the mitzvahs, atze shitim oimdim. You know, this is the way we understand the normal way. So in other words, when we have a mitzvah and the Torah reveals to us how to do the mitzvah, so, and you don't do it in that prescribed way, we don't need now another miut that you're not yaitzeh. You didn't do the mitzvah the way the Torah prescribed. And like I said, here they are built in halachas that prove to us that this is the way to do the mitzvah. Least of which, how much water you need. How much water you need is learned out of the fact that this is the way to do the mitzvah. If the Torah wasn't saying that you have to extract water from the kiyah, then we wouldn't know how much water you need in the kiyah. The whole reason we know how much water you need in the kir is because since pshutei shel mikra is to take the water out of the kir, that's the way it reads. So memela, we know that you need to have this amount of water for Aaron and Bonnet. We know that's how we know. Moshe, Aaron and Bonnet. Okay. So therefore, it's very hard to understand. The Kesef Mishnah is Zeyah Shver, and the Keren Oichas is also Shver. What is the... Now, then we have a bunch of other problems, which is Koyach Gavra. You're missing Koyach Gavra as well. When you go into the Kiyar, you have no Koyach Gavra. So you should be lacking, potentially, not just Pshutei Shel Mikra, but you should be lacking in the actual mitzvah, performance of the mitzvah. In other words, even if you're going to tell me, well, it's not Mahakev, the Mashmoy Sakra. Yeah, but... You have to do a maisa koyach gavra. So because of this question, the Achronim take a different approach, and that is that they say, from here you see that putting your hands in is not a chasaron in koyach gavra. And they learn it that way from the Tilsi Dayim and elsewhere, because otherwise what's going on in the Gemara? You follow what I'm saying? So because of the kasha, they go the other way around. It's muchach. Then we had another problem. You're not on the floor. We had a tremendous, that was the Minchas Chinuch that we spoke about. That maybe you're talking about a case where you're, where just your hand, L'maisa, if you're putting your hands and feet together, you're not on the floor of the Azor. Right? So you have a different problem. You have a chatzitza between your feet and the floor. You're putting your hands and feet, by the kiyah, you have to wash your hands and feet together. That means the case of the Gemara, it's not just that you took your hand and put it in, or your foot and you put it in. You took your whole... You took your dayim viraglov on top of each other in the kiyah. So, what? We're not talking about shiloh klishos choytzitz. We're talking about lochem. Who's standing?
The guy's putting his feet on the keel.
Right. Right.
And you're saying it's a problem of chatzitzit. But we're saying klisharis and achotzis. So as if he's...
Klisharis and achotzis for what?
Meaning he's trying to say that he's standing in the keel.
We spoke about this possibility. There's no marker to that. That a klisharis is not a chatzitzit between a person and the floor. I mean, a kohen could do avoid the standing klisharis. There's no marker. That's why the only marker the Netziv had was the Gemara that the Gemara had a shaila. You could wash your hands from the kir while you're sitting on the floor. Why aren't the begodim a chatzitzit? Right? So the Netziv proves from there that the klisharis is not going to be a chatzitzit. But there is no marker. I mean, the only thing we find that a klisharis is not a chatzitzit is where it's mitzvah sebekach. Like when a kohen does tenufah. So if the kohen picks up the mincha while the mincha is in the klisharis, so the klisharis is not a chatzitza between the mincha and the hands of the kohen. That's the mitzvah. That's not a kasha. But I'm talking about, do we have a mocker in zvachim that a kohen could do avoid walking on a klisharis? No. The only source we had was the case that a kohen could do netila while he's sitting on the floor. That was the netziv. The problem with that, Rav Aaron Leib already pointed out the problem, that was only on the side of the Gemara that you don't have to be standing. You don't have to be standing is because it's not an avoid. If it's not an avoid, the chatzitz is also not a problem. The reason why chatzitz is a problem is because you have to be standing on the floor, like avoider. On that side of the Gemara that you could do netila sitting, there wouldn't be chatzitz issue either. So how could you bring a riot from that side of the Gemara? That's Rav Aaron Leib's kasha. Again, this pasuk A and this pasuk B. Are you trying to tell me that there's a whole sugi here that's dealing with if you're holding in between middle being mavis edra, you didn't get to the second pasuk yet, you're holding after the first pasuk? And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is misupik if he did the second pasuk, he stopped in the middle of Yishnayim Mekavechata. So I don't know what's going on. But does the second pasuk exist? Does the second pasuk exist? 100%! It's a process! There's a first pasuk that tells you the prescription of the kier, and then there's a second pasuk that tells you a prescription of how the kohen has to wash from it. And then there's the Gemara, which comes after the first pasuk and after the second pasuk. And then there's the Rambam that comes after the Gemara. You're schlepping the Rambam into your first pasuk.
But the first pasuk is right.
100%! If the Gemara would say, Iboilu, Lefi Aposuk Rishon. If the Gemara would have a shayla, Iboyu, Lefi Pasuk Rishon, Mahu, what would be if the Kohen would have done the Mekir before he learned the second Pasuk? I agree with you. But now we have a first Pasuk, which Taka, like you said, describes the Kir. The Kir is not even Ma'akev. But not right. The only thing that's Ma'akev is the second Pasuk. The whole first Pasuk is not Ma'akev. The only thing that's Ma'akev is the second. You don't even have to use the Kir. That's muskim according to everybody. So the only thing that is ma'akev is the second pasuk. Is the rechitz of rochzim imenu. The first pasuk is not even ma'akev. You can ignore the whole thing, the first pasuk.
But if you
want to
use the kiyar, you can read
Bible. 100. Why?
Because of the first pasuk.
But the first pasuk is klei hamikdash. The first pasuk is not even talking about chilul avodah. Only the second pasuk is talking about chilul avodah. So the only pasuk that we have that talks about chilul avodah says v'roch tzum imenu. So you're schlepping from klei hamikdash. That's only klei hamikdash. The whole kier, that's the way you have to look at it in your head. The whole kier and how the kier is structured and all that, That's all Klei HaMikdash. Then there's a... and that doesn't really interest us here in Zvachim. That's in part of Maseches Midas. That's not even... That doesn't even interest us here in Daf Chaf Aleph and Zvachim. Chaf Aleph and Zvachim is dealing with Karbonis. We're only interested in one thing. What's Machal Avod? We know there's a din for Rochtzu Mimenu. There's a din that the Kohen has to wash his hands from the Kiyor or from any Klisharis. And he has to wash his hands from that, and then he could do Avodah. And if he doesn't do that, he's possible to do Avodah. That's all. And the Mashmois of that Pasuk is, they have to wash from it, not in it. So now what? It's mind-boggling. Well, that we spoke about, that's possible, but that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about doing your initial, Kiddush Yedaiver line. The Gemara is a Shaila. Can you do, unless you learn, like the Netziv, with the Minchas Chinuch, that maybe one hand became Tameh, but simply the Gemara Shaila is, you woke up in the morning, you went into the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says Verachtzu, the Torah says Mimenu, that, the whole Gemara Shaila is Mimenu V'loi V'Sechai, or not. The Gemara is not clearing about anything but this pasuk of Mimenu. And the Gemara is saying, do we say Mimenu v'loy b'saychay or not? And for that, we have two models. We have the Kesef Mishnah, which is that Mimenu v'loy b'saychay is ma'akev, and the Oshayla of the Gemara, is there such a drasha? That's one model. And the other model is the Karen Iris model, which is, yes, there's definitely a mashmoy sakra Mimenu v'loy b'saychay. But the Shaila is maybe that's not Ma'akev. Not a Drosha Gemur, which the Shprach, I agree with you, this is Lav Daftar, not a Drosha Gemur means. It's a Mashmois. That's the way to do it. And in fact, that's definitely the Kavanah of the Torah, because otherwise the Torah wouldn't have given us a shear of how much water you need to facilitate that kind of Rechitza. So clearly that's what the Torah is talking about. But still in all, it's not Ma'akev. Why shouldn't it be Ma'akev? If that's the way the Torah explained. Okay. Now, Zok the Gemara. Omar Vach Meitzri Toshma. Oy she tovel b'mei ma'arav ha'ovar, avidos ei psula. The Gemara is medayik. Ho meki odum yedumei ma'arav ha'ovar, avidos ei kshayla. You see, the whole problem is, the Braisa says, the reason why it's possible is because it's mei mara, because you didn't use the water of a klishos. If you went and you put your hands into the mara, to the mikveh, it doesn't work. Is mashma, the main problem is that it's mei mara. If it would be mei kira, it would work. Says the Gemara, Avav Ravidosek Sheikh. Zok the Gemara, is mashma, if it would be mei kira, and he did avoid, it would be kosher. Loi! No, really, Avada Tefillah doesn't work. Because Mimenu V'loy B'Soychoi. Why did the Braisa have to tell me if that's the case? That Tefillah in the Mikveh doesn't work? Or is this like this? Shaloi Toymar, Kol Gufoi, Toyvil Bohem, Yod the Varaglov, Le Kol Shekin. Peladika Gemara. You shouldn't say, Kol Yodov, Toyvil Bohem, Yodav Raglav Lekol Shekein. Madach, you could go and wash your, you could put your whole body in there. The Kohen was Tomei. Could put his whole body into the mikveh, become Tor. So Kol Shekein, you could use it for Kiddush Yedaiver HaKlayim. Kamash won that night. What's going on? I have a mitzvah to be Mekadosh, my hands from the Kiyon. Nothing to do with Tumah. The Kohen could be Tor, Betachlos HaTahar. He has a mitzvah in the Kaddish Yoda from the Kiyah. What's the Kol Shekein? What in the world is the Kol Shekein? The Kohen needs to have Shemen HaMishcha in order to be able to do Avodah. Would you say if he goes to Mikveh to work? Kol Shekein, he could mamish. If he's Tomei, he could be Metayah himself. His whole body could be Metayah himself. If you need Hazor by a Mitzvah, is there a Havamina that may Mikveh could be instead of in the place of Hazor? It's a different thing. Has nothing. It's Mayin Shemitah Tzal Sinai. What's the Kol Shekein here? The Kohen could go to the mikveh 1,000 times. The mikveh in the Beis HaMikdash 1,000 times. He could go in the Yamshel Shlomim in the mikvah of the Beis Hamikdash. He could go in there 1,000 times and do avoid it. It's possible. So why would I think that if he's tovel yodav raglov b'mei mara that it should work? It's a pella. It's a pella by me that the kimat all of the gedolei achronim don't even point it out. The ad shebo morenu hagral Steinemann. Rav Steinemann asks this, and Zvochim Rav Steinemann addresses every problem that there is. He says, I understand what's going on. He says, Meimar itzlich leg, shaloi toy makol gufay toy vil beim yod of raglo v'kol shekin. Zogt er, Zorach biu, ma kavu choymo bezeh. He says, what kind of kavu choymo is this? Says the Baron Leib. Hare tfilo ein emoyel rak lohoyre tume. Tfilo is, if you have tume, you tfilo is tume. The kan yish din kiddush. Here is it in to be mekadosh your hands. Vu toisefte. It's a toisefes tahara. It's not tahara from tume. He says, if that's the case, he says, v'heich sal gedaitich te toil tfilo le kiddush in haim v'reklaim. So what's the hava mina? That tefillah should work. He says, it's true. We find sometimes even somebody who's not tummy, he does tefillah, like a kohen gadol Yom Kippur. He has to do the tefillah between the chiluv pogodim. He has to do tefillah, chomesh tefillahs tevel. It's true. But the Gemara is kal v'chomer. The Gemara is saying, that's kal v'chomer. If you could be metar, your body, your whole body, kol shekein gufa. What do you mean? Tavu Batsida. It self-destructs. Because the mice, if you put your whole body in the mikvah, in the base of midrash, you still have to wash your hands from the kir. It's mamish merafi sigra. Where Ron Weib is asking is merafi sigra. It's mind-boggling. Because the sal kadaitich of the Gemara self-destructs. From the fact that a kohen comes to Beis HaMikdash in the morning, he could go to the mikveh in the Beis HaMikdash 100 times. He still has to go to wash his hands from the kiyah. So why would I think a mei maga is better? It's mamish magafi sigla. It's magafi sigla. It's totally mind-boggling. And that alone, the fact that if you go to the mikveh 100 times, we know that you still have to wash your hands from the kiyah. So now when you're putting your hands in the Meimara, you're not doing it for Tahara because you did that already. You did it 100 times. With Viduyim, you said Viduy, you said Al-Khaitz, you were Gaval, your mom is flying with the Malachim. There was no Ava, meaning you don't have to do anything now. We know you have to go to the Kiyor. The Mishnah says you have to go to the Kiyor. Don't think you could stick your hands into the Meimara. What would I be accomplishing? Stick my hands in the Meimara. There's new din. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Not Tfila, because Tfila I already did 100 times. So what's going on? Why would I think, what's the Kol Shekein now? Kol Shekein. It's a Mamash Apella. Okay. Now, Panav Zhirov, Zech Tzadik Levrocha, they bring him down in the Shiurim, in the Mishnas Yosef, in the Panav Zhirov. Panav Zhirov had a very interesting question on the sugya earlier, but the din that you have to put your hands and feet together. His shaila was, why is there not a problem of chatzitza between your hands and your feet? We spoke about the bottom. Remember we had a shaila, maybe the bottom doesn't need, the bottom of the foot maybe doesn't, remember we had that whole sichsuch. If the kohen is standing on the floor, it's a good he's on the floor, but l'chor it's a chasarim. Because the water's not going under there. So we had a whole shaila nachrayim that maybe you don't need the water over there, b'chlal. You don't need it. But the hand zecha needs washing. So when he puts his hand on the aglayim, he's blocking the water from going over there. So Panav Zhirov is oimer on this. And Panav Zhirov says, the lechayr and tzarech hakoyin likfoy to lahorim yodav raglov b'shasa kiddush. He says lechayr, The kohen has to go and pick up his hand. But then it's a shtickle minei ubeya problem, because the kiddush and harangah is only kosher when you're standing like that. So if you're going to go start lifting it up while you're doing it, in other words, the lifting it up to let the water in is now ruining the prescription of the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done, which is dafka that way. Right? So there's a big shaila. Some of the achronim who ask his question, they hold that you just need royal abiyas mayim. Just like we find when a nida goes to the mikveh, so that she's not allowed to seal her mouth shut. But she could go with her mouth closed regular. So it's called roy labias mayim. It's roy for water to come in. That's enough for the tefillah to be eila, the fact that it's roy labias mayim. So as long as the kohen doesn't put his hand stark down on the feet, so mamela, it's roy labias mayim, so even though water never gets in the attacker, it's a kosher tefillah. Yeah, but here it's fakert. Here the kohen puts his hands like that before he pours the water. So the Panovei Zhehov tries to give a solution in the Tosefta. Tosefta says that after the kohen did kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he was mishafshef. So when he's mishafshef, he gets everything in there. But the Panovei Zhehov rightfully asks, what does that do? That's already no longer coming from the Maisa, exactly, it's not part of the Maisa Kiddush. That's like afterwards, that's post-Kiddush. You can even be done that water that's on your hand is possible already. Right, we spoke from the Pri Megadim last week, that the Pri Megadim has a tzad that once the water is used, has a din of Meishaitchem, it's not even kosher. When we spoke about how much water you need in the kir, if you do tefillah, Rav Aaron Leib had the suffix, maybe, so one of the tzadim is that once a kohen is tovel in it, you have to empty it, because the water becomes mei shayfchim, just like water you already washed with. It's possible. But zicha, it's not part of the kiddush. Even if you're going to tell me that the water is not mayim psulim, like Yehuda said, it's zicha, the kiddush is over. Kiddush happened already. So now you're going like this. That's post-kiddush. What's the special? No, that's his suffix. Meaning, it's fair to say that the water doesn't have to go on the whole hand. Because it says yodav. So now, what's that? So that's the shiloh. Do you have to put your pressure on your hand? Do you have to leave your hand off your leg a little bit? Bezeguf anudonim. That's his shiloh. Is it mitzvah sebekach? Or, if it's mitzvah sebekach, then the water's not getting in. So maybe, that's the need. So he says like this. He says, Tosefta says he has to, which is a shtickle shver, because Tosefta is mashma. We are worried about it. We do want to make sure the water gets on everything. But that's already after the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim.
Why does it have to be after? Maybe
it's
mishafshef while the water is flowing.
Oh, okay. So he says, he has a different kash. He says, the kiv in the loyhuska shifshif batoyva ain't a chelik me hakiddush. Vim kain loyhavi rechitza. To abinitilis yadayim, he gives a case, the tilis yadayim, where you need, let's say, koyar gavra. Shifshif doesn't help. You have to do the natila in a way that the water gets to every area. Wouldn't help to do a natila that's not complete and then go like that. So he says, Mimela, how does it work? That's his question. So it's interesting. In this question, he says, "Va'oid kosher the lekamon nistapku begimor and tovu b'meimara." Right? If it works, he says, "Lochayr kosher eich sal kadaitach shemahani agbola." What does it help? You didn't do the netila. Exactly what we've been oimed on. You didn't do the netila, and since you didn't do the netila, it shouldn't work. So I'll tell you a mahalach that I think here that will really answer all the kashas that we had. Some of them need more thought, but it's like this. By Yom Kippur, we find a tremendous chiddush in the, by the way, we have all the Ma'amar Kremitz. Anybody wants to look up the Netziv and the stipler sits here, so it's kedai to see it. But we find a very interesting halacha. Seems to be a machlokes rishonim whether you do netilas yadayim in the morning on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. We obviously paskin you do. You do till the kishrei etzpoisa, but we do netilas yadayim. The Rambam seems to paskin that you don't. Seems to say you don't do netilas yadayim, not on Tisha B'Av, not on Yom Kippur. So shitas Rambam. The Rambam comes in Ilchus Brachas, Yeralef, he brings down all the brachas. He says on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, this is the words of the Rambam. B'Tisha B'Av will be Yom Kippurim. She'ein sham netila. You don't wash your hands. Einay mevarach al netila yadayim. Everybody asks on the Rambam, what in the world is the Rambam telling you? The Rambam could have also spoken about tefillin. B'Tisha B'Av she'ein sham tefillin, einay mevarach al netila yadayim. Shabbos and Yom Tov, einay mevarach al netila yadayim. And me she'ein leitalas, einay mevarach al netila yadayim. What's going on here? So bishloima, if Netilas Yadayim will be part of Birchas HaShachar, then the Rambam makes sense. Because Birchas HaShachar, Birchas HaShevach. And there's a big debate. In fact, some Rishonim hold you can't make any of the Birchas HaShachar unless you had those anoys. Shoma kol tarnago, mevorach hashanos ansech vivino lahavchad ben yem ben loyim. If you don't have shoes, can't make the Birchas HaShachar called Sarki. The brachas actually require you to experience those specific anois in order to make a bracha. The Rishonim hold like that. Maisa, the way the Gemara brachas reads. The other Rishonim say, no, it's a brachas HaShevach, Mesukun HaMinig HaOilam, and therefore it doesn't matter. Same shailah is by Hamapu. If a guy doesn't fall asleep, is a problem with a bracha Levatola? No, it's on the brachas HaShevach, on the Indian of Shena. Happens to be, you make it when you go to sleep. It's not a. But Netilas Yadayim is not a Birchas HaShevach. The bracha is very clear. Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu al Netilas Yadayim. It's not a Shanos HaMayim al Pnei Chutzos. It's not a Shevach to the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us water. It's a bracha on the commandment, on the mitzvah of washing Netilas Yadayim. These other kashas on the Rambam. Okay, we're not learning Hilchos Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur now. But there are other kashas on the Rambam. Simple question is that what does the Rambam rely on that you don't make Netilas Yadayim? So the Gaon brings down a makor for the Rambam from the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says you can only do rechitza on Yom Kippur if it's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. Okay? That's understandable, but the problem we have is that l'chayra washing your hands in the morning is not rechitza shel tainug. You're not washing your hands for pleasure. You're taking rid of the ruach ra. You're getting rid of the spiritual ruach ra that's on your hands. And that's called asaras halichluch. That you're allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. Or Yom Kippur, for that matter. Somebody's hands are dirty. They can remove the dirt. That's not rechitza. So the Rambam sheet the b'chlal is there. Why would the Rambam say you're not allowed to wash your hands on Tisha B'Av in the morning to get the bracha? The Rambam agrees that if your hands are dirty, you could take off the dirt. That's not called rechitza. It has to be rechitza. Rechitza shel tainug. You do rechitza like a pleasure. You're washing. If you're removing, dirt removal is permitted. So l'chayra, according to the Rambam, it's hard to understand why b'chlal there's no netila. So I had a mahalach. I agree it's very mechudishtik. But I had a mahalach to answer the Rambam. But it's very negate to our sugi, even if we don't, the Olam doesn't have to buy my chiddush in the Rambam to understand the sugi. My mahalach in the Rambam was like this. The Rambam agrees that you can wash your hands to Shabbat Yom Kippur. He says, ain't shum netila. The Rambam doesn't say ain't netila. He says, ain't shum rechitza. So I'll explain to you what it is. This is Ein Sham Rechitza. B'yom HaKippurim, B'tisha B'Av Yom HaKippurim, She'ein Sham Rechitza, Ein HaMevarach Al Netilas Yadayim. So here's the chiddush I wanted to say. There's a shaila in the Rishonim. Why we make a bracha in the morning? When we wash our hands in the morning, we make a bracha. Asher K'dishonim, Mitzvah Yisrael, Mitzvah Yisrael. What mitzvah is there here? So some Rishonim hold, to take off Ruach Ra, that's not a mitzvah. We make a bracha on that. That's the taking for achra. It's a mitzvah. But there's the rush brings down a svara. There's netilah l'tfilah. Since in the morning your hands also yadayim askani is hay. Your hands are unclean, so you have a chiv netilah for tfilah. And memela for that you make a bracha. So is a shayla in the summer shem dakol? No, you become a berei chadasha. You wash your hands. Ruach ra, you make a new bracha just for ruach ra. But some rishonim hold no. You only make a bracha because you're being makayim netilah l'tfilah. So I want to tell you there's a tremendous difference between the two. Netilas yadayim for ruach ra is nothing more than getting rid of dirt. It's spiritual dirt. You're removing something that's unclean on the hand. So we don't see it. Fine, we don't see it, but it's there. Tefillah is different. Tefillah, you are actually engaged in washing what covered that tefillah. It's not me, I'm not being machadish this. It's a pasuk. The Gemara in Bracha says, how do you know you have to wash for that? Erchoitz b'nichyo in kapai, v'asoy v'vom is b'checho Hashem. So by tefillah, it isn't to do rechitz before you daven. That's a different thing. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam holds that when you wash your hands on Tisha B'Av, you're only washing hands for Achra. Because for Rechitz, that's also on Tisha B'Av. So, Dr. Rambam, B'Tisha B'Av will be on Kippurim, she'ain sham Rechitz. So there is no din to do Rechitz for Tefillah. So why are you washing? Take off Achra. Ein mevorach al Netilah Zidayim. So you're doing Netilah. You are doing the Netilah. But your Netilah is a Netilah. That's not L'shem Rechitz. Ein mevorach al Netilah Zidayim. That's how I learned the Rambam. That's why the Rambam said. Now, if the Torah would have just said, Kohen, go to the Kiyar, extract water from the Kiyar, and then you could do Avodah. I believe Rabbi said the whole Sugya and Chafalaf won't exist. The Gemara would have no Shilas. Pasuk says, Kohen, go to the Kiyar. First Pasuk, second Pasuk. The bottom line is the Torah said extract water from the kiyar and then do avoda. And if you don't do that, you're puzzled of avoda. The story would end over there if that's the way the Torah would have categorized. But is Ben Sina? He's here. Okay, so I'm gonna. So what the Torah is saying here is like the Torah didn't say that. The Torah said v'rochtzu mimenu. The Torah said that this is we want a ma'isa rechitza. We're giving the Torah says this is not stam. This is the Torah wants, even though you're tar, the Torah wants a new hachana for avoda beis hamikdash, and that new hachana is a new rechitza on yod v'ragla. That's what the Torah is requiring for the kohen to do. If the Torah would have just said kohen, take water from the kiyar to put it on your hand and feet, then that's it. There's nothing to talk about. But the Torah said rechitza. Clear to Gemara, maybe tefillah is also a kiyum of a rachtza. So even though granted, the way the Torah said to do it is this way, but if we look at the mitzvah as rechitza, then the mimenu was only a hechsher mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is the conclusion that the kohen should have an additional, besides for being tor, an additional cleansing on Yad Averagla from a klisharis. That he should take water from a klisharis and use that as an additional cleansing to do avodah. But the Torah called it rechitza. Comes the Tosefta, says, since the Torah called it rechitza, he should be mishavshef. You understand? It's true. It's not an act of mimenu. But the Torah called it rechitza, so complete the rechitza. Do what the Torah said, like Michel, like you were saying, mitzvah sebekach. This is how the Torah said to take the water out. And then, zok the tesefta, since it says v'rochtzu, so trek the pun of Israel, but the pasuk doesn't say shifshif. It does. It says v'rochtzu. Make it into a rechitza. And therefore, if you learn that the mitzvah is rechitza, then the oifen that the Torah said to do it, is a hechsher mitzvah. What? Exactly. So the real shaila of mimenu is the mitzvah mimenu, Or is the mitzvah v'rachtzu? Now the Kamenar is gevaldik when he says drasha gemurah. He means mitzvah gemurah. Is the mitzvah the taking the water out of the kir, the process? Or is the mitzvah rechitza? Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says it's nothing more than hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, says the Rambam, klisharis you need water like a kaddish and a klisharis. And since the Torah says mimenu, better do it the way the Torah reads. But in lav, you accomplish the rechitza from a water from a klisharis. Done. It also answers why koyach kavra is not an issue. Koyach kavra is only an issue is if the mitzvah is the mice and the tila. If the mitzvah is the conclusion of rechitza, of course there's no element of koyach kavra. Exactly. That gets rid of that whole problem. Now it also explains, if that's the case, the Torah wanted a new rechitza on the other virago, the Gemara the Shaila. You can either accomplish that by doing it from a kihar. Loi tema, don't think I can make a kal v'chomer. If I take my yadayim v'chaglayim and I do a new rechitza in water that's ray to make me tar completely, and now I take that water and try to do this rechitza l'mizbeach, maybe it should work. No, it has to be klisharis. That's what the Gemara is saying. Has to loy toim. So then the whole sugya flows with this mahalach. The Rambam umayse in various places is mashma this idea that the mitzvah is the rechitz. But the reason why the Rambam holds any klisharis is good is because the main thing is you need to have a rechitza from water that was niskadish pekli. So all the klisharis is really doing is doing a hechsher mitzvah. It's making the water roy to be able to be used for rechitza for favorite. Okay, we'll stop here. I was away. I would have loved to come to St. Maslow because it was local for it, right?
Yeah. It's fine.
What a simcha.
Anytime today. Anywhere, any place.